Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Menaches, Perig Yud Gimel, Mishnah Yud, Rei Alai Oila. This person said, I accept upon myself to bring a carbon Oila. Nakrivena b'migdash, he has to offer it in the Beis HaMikdash. What? You have to tell me that he has to offer it in the Beis HaMikdash? Where else can you offer it? Well, listen to this story. One of the few Kehanim Gedolim that was a great tzaddik during Bayis Sheni was Shimon HaTzaddik. For him, there were open miracles that took place. When Alexander the Great came to take over Eretz Yisrael, Shimon HaTzaddik walked out toward him. And when he saw Shimon HaTzaddik in the Big Day Kahuna, Alexander jumped off his horse and bowed down to him, something Alexander didn't do for anybody. And he told everyone, whenever he goes into war, he sees the image of this Kohen Gadol. The Gemara tells us of many, many miracles that took place in the Beis HaMikdash when Shimon HaTzaddik was there. Even today, people go in their mispalel by the caver of Shimon HaTzaddik, their Zaycha to Yeshuais. Shimon HaTzaddik was Meshiyarei Knesses HaGdailah, the last of the Knesses HaGdailah. The Anshe Knesses HaGdailah was a body of 120 tzaddikim that started with the last of the Nevi'im, Chagi Zechariah Malachi, I believe. Mordechai HaTzaddik was from the Anshe Knesses HaGdailah. Shimon HaTzaddik was from the last. They gave us our Seder HaTfilah. They took away the Taiva of Avodah Zarah. We're not talking about people on a level that you and I can understand. Shimon HaTzaddik had two sons, Shimi and Chanya. I guess Shimi was not just a nickname for Shimon. It was a separate name, Shimi. You find the name in Tanakh in different places, like Shimi ben Gera. Chanya was the one picked by Shimon HaTzaddik to be the next Kohen Gadol. Chanya knew the Avodah, but Shimi was older. So first Chanya said, you know, Shimi is older, let him be the Kohen Gadol. But you have to be careful before you give something away if you're really up to it. Turned out later, Chanyai wasn't. He wanted the Kohen Gadolah back. But how do I get it back for my brother? So he came up with a kind of a pretty evil plan. He told his brother that when the Kohen Gadol begins to perform the Avodah for the first time, he wears certain kind of clothes. And that was very embarrassing. But Shimi trusted his older brother. And when everyone started screaming at Shimi, even threatening him, he said, what do you want from me? Chanyai told me to do this. At that point, Chanya had to escape. He ran to Alexandria, and you know what he did over there? He built a Beis HaMikdash. The Navi Yeshaya warned of this. And you know how long his Beis HaMikdash in Alexandria stood? It stood for almost 200 years. Now, everyone agrees any karbanis that there were makrav over there is not a karban. So if someone says, Hare Alai Oila, then he goes and he's makrav, a karban in this Beis HaMikdash in Alexandria, he's not Yotzei Neder. Zakta Mishnah, Harei Alai Oila, once again, Perig Yud Gimel Mishnah Yod. He accepts upon himself to bring a carbon Oila. Yakrivena ba Migdash. You have to be Makrivit in the base of Migdash. The Makriva ba base Chanyoi, if he was Makrivit in the house of Chanyoi, Lo Yatsi, not Yaitza. You promised an Oila to the base of Migdash. And that's what you still have to bring. Now, if he says, Shakrivena ba base Chanyoi, in his original neder, he says, I'm a kabbal upon myself to bring an oila in Chanya's Beis HaMikdash. Yakrivena b'Mikdash. You have to bring it to the real Beis HaMikdash. Because you're not allowed to bring a carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash. V'imakriva b'Beis Chanya. If Lamaisa, he does. So Yotza. Let's understand what the word Yotza means. It means you don't have to bring another carbon. Because we're going to tie shut his words this way. I'm going to bring an oila bebeis chanyoi. In other words, now what's the reason that we say bring it in the Beis HaMikdash? Because we kind of understand that he's saying, listen, I'm going to be makriv an oila, but if I do something that doesn't make any sense, I don't want to be responsible. So Lechatchila will tell him, go be makriv the oila in the Beis HaMikdash. But Lamais, if he does bring it bebeis chanyoi, which he wasn't allowed to do, we're going to say now, okay, so you said, if you do something that doesn't make sense, you're not responsible. It's like saying, if it becomes possible, so I'm not responsible for it. Okay? Reb Shimon Amir Einzu Oila. Reb Shimon says, don't even go there. He said he wants to bring an oila in Beis Chanyoi. It's nothing. It's chulin. There's no Shem Hegdish that's chal on it. I'm not even going to tell him to start with, try to satisfy your neder and bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, that whole lumdis. But if he brings it to Beis Chanyoi, it's as if he made it tonight. That I meant to say that if it becomes possible, I don't have to bring it. Forget it. If he said Bebeis Chanyoi, it's nothing. It stops right here. Vayter says the Mishnah, Reini, Nazir, if someone says, Kabbal upon myself to become a Nazir, Yagalach b'migdash, he has to shave in the base of Migdash in Yerushalayim. It's one of the things the Nazir has to do eventually. He has to shave his hair. L'chadchil, he's not allowed to cut his hair. When the time comes, he has to shave his hair. And where does he do it? In the base of Migdash. V'imgilach b'beis chanyoy. If he shaved in chanyoy's base of Migdash, lo yatsa, he's not yatsa. He has to do it again in the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim and bring his karbanis in the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. If he says to start with, I'm a kabbal upon myself Naziris, she'agalech be'beis chanyai, on the condition that I shave in chanyai's Beis HaMikdash, yegalech be'migdash. So we're going to say the same thing we said beforehand. L'chadchila, I'm going to treat this like a promise and do it in the right place in the Beis HaMikdash. But ve'im gilach be'beis chanyai, if he does shave in Beis chanyai, yatz. So we're going to attach his words like this. I don't know if I want to schlep all the way to Yerushalayim. It's very far. So if I can shecht my karbanis and Beis Chanya, I want to be a Nazir. If not, forget it. I never meant to be a Nazir to start with. What did I mean? I meant stamas. I'm going to hold myself back from wine. I'm going to hold myself back from being with Tamil Mason, but I'm not a Nazir. If I'm a Nazir, I have to bring karbanis. I have to shave my hair. Until I do those things in the Beis HaMikdash, I stay a Nazir. No, I don't want that. I said a ton of kamalars. Again, Reb Shimon argues with Omer and says, Ein zeh nazir. He's not a nazir. You're trying to figure out what he meant to say. I am a nazir. I'm a real nazir. I'm not a real nazir. If I can do it in the Beis HaMikdash, I'll be a real nazir. If not, I'm just going to do the things the nazir does. No, says Reb Shimon. He's nothing. If you remember, Reb Shimon said, someone says, Arei lai mincha min asa'oirim. So what do you mean? There's no minchas nedava from barley. Reb Shimon says, you know what he brings? Nothing. According to Reb Shimon, if what you say doesn't make sense, we're not going to try to make sense out of it. We'll just dismiss it. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Kehanim Sheshimshu, the Kehanim that served, Bebeis Chonye, in Beis Chonye, Lo Yeshamshu, cannot serve in the Migdash in Yerushalayim, but Migdash Shabi Yerushalayim. You weren't allowed to be Makav Karbonis there, and this is a Knas. The Ein Tzarech Loimer, and we don't even have to say, the Dover Acher, that if he served for actual Avodah Zarah, which is much worse, because Maisa Chanyoy was an Aveira. The whole Beis HaMikdash was an Aveira, but it wasn't Avodah Zarah. But if you served for a real Avodah Zarah, for sure, you can no longer do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Makes the difference whether it was B'mezit or B'shaygik. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Pasuk in Malachim, Ach lo yalu kihane habamais, those that served in Avodah Zarah, cannot serve El Mizbach Hashem B'Yishalayim, Kim achlu matzes b'teich hachayim. They can eat the carbon milcha together with the other. Kehanim, Arayim, Kabbali, Mumin. They have a din of a Baal Mum. The din with a Kain who has a blemish is that Chalk, and he can divide with his friends, with the Karb Mincha and the Karbanos, V'yoichlan. And he can eat it. Avaloi Makriv, but he can't be Makriv, the carbon. So again, someone says, Re'elai Oila, bring it in the Beis HaMikdash. If he brings it to Beis Chanyai, no, you weren't Yaitza, that's not a Beis HaMikdash. Even though it stood for 200 years, and it acted like it was a Beis HaMikdash. If l'chadchila, he says, I take upon myself to bring an oila she'akrivenu be'beis chanyai, so the Tanakama understands that he means to say as follows. He's makabel upon himself to bring an oila, but for whatever reason it becomes possible, like he's makrivin in Beis Chanyai, he doesn't have to replace it. Like he makes it tonight to start with. So l'chadchila, we tell him to be makrivin in the Beis HaMikdash. If you were makrivin in Beis Chanya, which you were not allowed to do, but Lamaisa, you don't have to bring another carbon. Reb Shimon says, no, it's not an oila at all. Same is true if someone says he's a nazir. So he has to end that naziris with the karbanis and the teglachas and the shaving of the Beis HaMikdash. If he says, but I'm going to do it in Beis Chaynav, so the Tanakama holds basically the same thing we said in regard to the carbon oil, even though here it's not a tanai, but here it's more so, look, I live very far from the Beis HaMikdash. So I think I want to stay away from wine, but I don't want to have to do teglachas in the Beis HaMikdash. So I'm a kabbal to stay away from wine, not to be a Tamil Mesa, but I'm not an official Nazir. If I can't make it to the Beis HaMikdash, I don't want to be an official Nazir. That's how we interpret his words. So lichatchila, we would like him to go to the Beis HaMikdash. But if he doesn't, then he does his teglachas in Beis Chaynav. He is not a Nazir because he said that if he can't come to the Beis HaMikdash, he doesn't wind up going to the Beis HaMikdash. It's tam, a kabbalah not to drink wine. But it's not Naziris. Here too, Reb Shimon disagrees, and he says, I am a Nazir. To do Teglachas in Beis Chaynav is equivalent to saying nothing. Reb Shimon is l'shitasa. If you say something which doesn't make sense, we don't try to make sense out of it. We just dismiss it. The Mishnah concluded by saying that once a Kayan served in Beis Chanyai, that was it. He could no longer serve in Yerushalayim, for sure, if he served for Avodah Zarah. He has the same din as a Kayan Balmum. He can get part of the Kachem to eat it, but it cannot be marked of anything on the Mizbeach.